Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Brett Weiler, Vice President of Capital Formation at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership, and Leslie Ridge Allen, Business Outreach Specialist at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. Brett, let's start with you. Could you give us a brief overview of Erie Homecoming?
Yeah, so the Chamber has actually held this event in previous years and previous iterations. We reached out to a network of former residents and invited them back to Erie, and we had them tell their story to us about how Erie contributed to their professional and their personal success. This year, we've switched the paradigm, and I would say it's analogous to University Homecoming, where we want to invite former residents back to Erie. This time, we're going to tell them our story, talk about all the exciting initiatives and the momentum, and then there's going to be an ask, and really what we're going to ask of the attendees is to make an investment in Erie. And we defined investment a couple different ways, and we can get into that. But we're bringing former residents back so we can tell our story. And we're actually extending that network of folks we're trying to bring in. And we're trying to bring in investors, developers, and foundations from all over the country because we believe that Erie has a really great story to tell right now.
I can only imagine how much work is going to go into your presentation.
Yeah, so we have a very dynamic program that we've been working on over the last few months. And so the best way that I could explain it in the shortest amount of time is Monday we're going to tell our story. And we're going to tell our story in a number of different ways. We have a couple unique presentations planned. We have some really impressive speakers. There's going to be some video. There's going to be some artistic performances. We're going to take people out into the community to see projects and opportunities firsthand. So Monday is our story. We're going to tell our story, make a pitch, and say we want you to make an investment in Erie. And then Tuesday, we're going to tell you how to do that. And that's where our strategic partners come in. And we're going to, you know, talk about how do you make an investment? How do you structure a social impact fund? Or what are other cities doing? So Monday, August 19th, our story. Tuesday, August 20th, how do we make these investments that you're asking us?
Brett, I would imagine this is a great opportunity for you and your team, right?
Yeah. So there's some efficiency, I guess, if you will. We want to bring everybody to the market at the same time and tell our story to them. It's interesting. So we want to tell this story externally, but I think there's some level of we need to tell this story here in Erie as well. I think sometimes those folks that maybe don't work in economic development like myself or are maybe not an elected official, you know, just your normal citizens who's, you know, going about their lives, I think they need to hear about all of the exciting things happening in Erie and hear that message of hope and optimism. We want to bring our goal is we want 200 to 250 people in attendance over Monday and Tuesday. And they need to hear the high-level narrative about all the exciting things happening in Erie, and then they need to hear about the individual projects or initiatives and perhaps, again, make an investment in those projects.
Brett, who should attend Erie Homecoming?
Anybody. Again, we want to tell that story to as many people as possible. Our specific target audience is really the investors. Whether they are currently in Erie, whether they used to live in Erie, or whether they have no tie to the marketplace. We want those that are looking to deploy opportunity zone tax capital, so tax advantage capital, but also any other investors, whether it's venture funds, real estate investment firms, family office fund managers. And then along with the investors, we want developers as well. We have some interesting development opportunities that we're going to be promoting and presenting at Erie Homecoming. So we want to broaden our network beyond kind of the region. but across the country, because we believe we have some really compelling real estate development opportunities here in the market. We are inviting and have confirmation that leadership from a number of state and federal agencies will be attending, because the federal government specifically is looking how to better deploy public funds to support communities like Erie who are trying to attract Opportunity Zone capital. So we'll have representatives from the state and the federal government. And then the press. We want the press there, right? Locally, regionally, and nationally, because once again, we're confident that we have a very interesting and compelling story to tell. So we want the press there to try to capture that and share that message with the broader universe.
Are you expecting to see people from other cities getting involved?
Yeah, we do anticipate that. I would attribute that in some part to our partnership with Accelerator for America, who is a think tank out of Los Angeles, and they are working with communities across the country on how to best develop not only Opportunity Zone strategy, but just how to approach economic and community development in new ways. Accelerator for America believes that we have a really novel approach to Opportunity Zones and has integrated into other ways in which we approach economic and community development. So we anticipate that they're going to bring along other elected officials from nearby cities and communities and other economic development practitioners who want to come to Erie and see what we've been able to do up to this point.
Who's speaking at Erie Homecoming?
Yeah, so Monday, again, we're telling our story. So our story really and how we deliver it on that Monday will really mirror our investment perspective that we launched in October of 2018. And the message in the investment prospectus was that the private sector was investing in Erie, the public sector or the Commonwealth was investing in Erie, and our philanthropic partners were investing in Erie all at the same time, all in alignment. And so leaders from those different sectors will be speaking throughout the day. We have two exciting keynote speakers for Monday. Monday morning, we have Scott Turner. He was appointed the executive director of the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council, which is, again, an interagency council that's looking to deploy public funds into Opportunity Zone census tracts to support projects that are likely to attract private capital. So Scott Turner's in charge of all of that, the 14 agency council. And then Monday evening, we have a cabinet member from the current administration. We have Secretary Ben Carson, who is a leader at HUD. And HUD is the lead agency in this whole Opportunity Zone strategy at the federal level. So two big players in the Opportunity Zone space, two big players in terms of deploying public funds into communities. So we want to make sure that when they come, we put our best foot forward. And then Tuesday, we have a lineup of, I would say, technicians, those that are going to help us best understand, okay, you've asked us to make investments. Well, how do we do that? How do we structure that? Or what does that look like in other communities? So you have someone like Bruce Katz, who will be speaking, a well-known urbanist who travels the world and to try to better understand how cities grow and thrive. We have a gentleman by the name of Max Brickman. He created a venture fund in South Bend. That venture fund was able to attract coastal technology companies into South Bend, invest in those companies, and they then subsequently planted their roots in South Bend and began to grow their companies there. And then we have representatives from KPMG who will be speaking about, you know, structuring a fund and how to put deals together. So we've got a great lineup, and you can see all of that on our website at homecoming.eriepa.com.
HUD plays a big part, right?
Yeah, you know, so again, when HUD is the lead agency in all of these efforts to filter much-needed capital into communities like Erie. So anytime the secretary of that federal agency says, I want to come to Erie and I want to speak and I want to tour your city and walk around and meet your people and see the projects firsthand, that's, my opinion, affirmation of the work that we've done thus far.
What is the goal of Erie Homecoming?
So we will be featuring what we believe are investment-ready projects, projects that are in position to accept investment and structure deals with potential investment partners. We have pieces of land or properties that we believe are in position to be developed in very compelling ways. So I would say the primary goal is to attract investment, but there are a lot of ancillary goals as well. Just re-engaging former residents. Perhaps, you know, it's a graduate of Gannon University. Perhaps they come back and they see the exciting things happening at Gannon and they make a charitable contribution to an academic program. That's a win for us. If a former resident comes back and makes an interesting connection with a young entrepreneur and wants to serve as a mentor to that entrepreneur, you know, that also is a win for us. And so, and those that are coming to Erie for the first time, our hope is to, show them that maybe the historical trends that they see aren't, necessary indicative of where we feel like we're at in this moment in time here in Erie, where we believe there's a ton of market momentum and a lot of positive things on the horizon. So just to educate them or make them aware of, you know, what we think Erie is in position for real growth and transformation.
What investment projects will be featured at Erie Homecoming?
Yeah, so you can visit our project portfolio at flagshipopportunityzone.com. Currently, we have about a dozen projects, and you can organize them in a couple different ways. We have a couple real estate projects that are truly investment ready. We have a number of operating businesses that are actively raising capital to, you know, grow and scale their operations right here in Erie. We actually have community projects, so maybe they aren't a perfect fit for Opportunity Zone capital, but they are also looking to raise funds, and they're projects that we deem critically important to the community. And then we have compelling pieces of property or land that maybe we don't have a specific idea right now, but we recognize that land has unique value to a developer. And so our hope is that, you know, a sophisticated and savvy developer investor may see some of that, see a piece of land here in Erie that we're marketing and take steps to engage with us and perhaps develop that property into a use that serves our community well. So some of the most notable ones, the Downtown Development Corporation's Culinary District, the Innovation District is looking to rehabilitate the historic downtown YMCA. Scott Enterprises is a multi-phase development project on the Bayfront. The Erie Center for Arts and Technology is looking to raise funds for their operations, and a number of operating businesses. City Grows and Simple Sense were both graduates of the Erie Innovation District's Accelerator last year. Sphere Breaks is a company that Ben Franklin Technology Partners has invested in over the year. They have a patented brake technology for commercial and military use vehicles. And then we have Whitethorn Digital, who's a indie video game publisher looking to grow their business right here in Erie. And again, a number of pieces of property that we're looking to market as well. So we feel like we have a critical mass of viable projects that will demonstrate, you know, a vibrant growing economy here and real opportunities for folks to invest.
Can you provide a preview of why to invest in Erie?
So again, I would go back to the investment prospectus. We have significant capital investment currently occurring in the marketplace from our largest anchor institutions, Erie Insurance, UPMC Hammett, Gannon University. Those investments indicate to us that they're not going anywhere, right? So there's always going to be people working downtown, living downtown. So that capital investment is really unprecedented for Erie. For the first time, I believe that the public and the philanthropic and the private sectors are all in alignment. We like to joke that we've been preparing for this moment for 30 years and we didn't even realize it. But you have a number of different community plans in place, Erie Refocused, Emerge 2040. You have neighborhoods that are plans that are in place, and there's you're beginning to see those plans executed on. So I would say from a high level that that capital investment and that alignment across industry sectors, is significant. And then, you know, we have some very unique attributes here in Erie, one being a Great Lake, access to water. We have about 25,000 university students in Erie at any given time. So, and then we have the, you know, kind of this history of, you know, our legacy of manufacturing. You know, we like to say that if it needs to be made, we can make it here in Erie. And so that presents another competitive advantage for us, I believe, compared to other markets. So we have a lot of things going for us.
Right. Can you comment on the partnership with KPMG?
So KPMG is actively working with an organization in Erie to structure an opportunity zone fund, and more specifically, a fund that will help that organization measure the social impact of any capital that is raised and deployed. So KPMG is one of the four largest financial services firms in the world. And luckily, we had some personal relationships with them that we were able to utilize. And so they're in the market doing work already. Being in the market doing that work, they've seen firsthand kind of the larger community efforts around attracting opportunity zone capital and implementing the city's comprehensive plan and that momentum that I've referenced earlier. So they felt that not only do they want to work with us kind of on this technical side of things, but they want to get more involved with our community because they believe that our market was, this tax incentive was really tailor-made for a market like Erie. And so they think if they can make this work here, they can then replicate this model elsewhere. So, and they have access to a significant network of investors. So for us, it was sort of a no-brainer. If they're willing to put their name and their logo on our event and reach out to their network on our behalf to talk about Erie, we felt like that was a pretty good idea.
Brett, are there any final thoughts that you'd like to add?
Yeah, so again, I would say Erie Homecoming is a two-day event in which we're able to tell our story, talk about the unprecedented market momentum, the collaboration that's occurring here in the marketplace, more specifically present investment-ready projects, projects that have been through a process so that we know that they're important to the community. They have the potential to provide or contribute to a higher quality of life here in Erie. And we want to tell that story, and we want to ask the attendees at the event to make an investment and to help us actualize those aspirations. And so the event will take place August 19th and 20th. They can find out more information at homecoming.eriepa.com.
Leslie, let's bring you in here. What does the business action team do?
The business action team does two things. We first thank the people who open their doors and have a business here in Erie County. And the second thing that we do is find ways that we can help them continue to have success here. And typically we do that by making sure that they're able to keep their lights on, their doors open, their customers coming to them, as well as help them find new markets and new customers to attract to their organization. We, I think, probably are one of the more underutilized resources here for businesses of all sizes. So we help small businesses and startups just as much as we help the established businesses that have been in our community for generations. And we help them in a range of ways. We work with them on financial projections. We help them with human resources best practices. We work with them on securing matching funds if they're getting ready to do an expansion, particularly if there is a growth component in terms of the jobs that will be created from that expansion. We help brainstorm ways to market their business. We help provide data to identify new markets to break into. We really run the gamut from A to Z on any sort of business issue. So the way that we like to work is by going into the company, meeting with their senior level decision makers, and really asking one question: what keeps them up at night? You know, what's that one problem that they have, or the one challenge that they have yet to overcome, that they really think is the key to taking them to that next level? If they could just push through and get there. Their job is to run the business. It's not to know the economic development system inside and out. It's not to know these programs and resources that are available to the like the back of their hand. That's our job, and that's what we're here for. So really the business action team can help cut through a lot of that middle of the road kind of work that a business owner shouldn't have to worry about. And we like to deliver it to them in a tailored fashion to really set them up for continued success here in Erie.
What is the Business Action Team Roadshow?
The Business Action Team Roadshow really came about during a conversation that my colleague Kathleen Johnson, who's the other business outreach specialist here at the Chamber, she and I were having, you know, a lot of what we have been doing is picking up the phone and cold calling and sending emails saying to business owners, you know, we'd really like to come out and meet with you, see your facility, meet some of your employees. And understandably, business owners are really busy. So we were chatting about ways that we could put ourselves closer to the business owners in maybe a way that was a little bit more casual and relaxed. And that kind of was the birth of the business action team roadshow. We also recognized that there is a misperception among small business owners that we aren't interested in what they're doing, and nothing could be further from the truth. We recognize that here in our community, it requires the large employers just as much as it requires the mom and pop shops that open in places like the Colony Plaza, the Liberty Plaza, you know, all throughout the county, down in Cory, Edinburgh, all of those great places. And so we felt like the roadshow was an opportunity to connect with businesses on both ends of that spectrum by meeting them at their front door, you know, coming to their storefront or the neighborhoods in which they operate in a more casual way for just really simple conversation, you know, and an opportunity to chat with them in a more convenient way where they're not having to step outside their business, you know, for an hour or two, because we understand that that can be difficult, especially if you're wearing multiple hats within the organization.
Where is the roadshow going?
So the roadshow is going everywhere across the county. One of the other goals that we really had in doing this was to have a presence throughout the county. I think a lot of the activity, understandably, can be centered up in Erie, especially in the downtown area. And so we wanted to intentionally get ourselves out and about in different places. So we're going everywhere from Springfield to Harbor Creek to Cory to Union City. We're hitting about 10 locations and targeting roughly 20 of the 38 municipalities that are located throughout the county. We're looking to set up shop in businesses, in municipal buildings, at other chambers of commerce throughout the county so that we can really show that collaborative spirit and that we're willing to work with all of these different organizations whose charge is kind of to lead economic development here in Erie. So we'll be everywhere over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
How did this idea come about?
So recently we released the Garner Economic Report, which talked about kind of six leading industries that are really well poised within the county to do really well. And so when Kathleen, my colleague, and I were talking, we wanted to make sure that the businesses who are here already and established in Erie didn't feel like they were going to be left behind in any way if they didn't fall in line with one of those six categories, because we will be aggressively pursuing businesses here in town as well as those that we hope to attract in the coming months. So we felt like the roadshow was a perfect opportunity to give them a first come, you know, first serve kind of a chance to really take advantage of these resources before maybe they feel like they're getting mixed and lost in the shuffle of all of the action that will be happening as we continue to move through some of the key points from that economic report that Garner Economics completed for us. So I think it was just one more way that we're hoping to get in front of businesses, make them feel heard and appreciated, and let them know that we're here for them and help them get over that hurdle and continue being successful.
Leslie, what do businesses need to know?
Nothing other than when we will be in their location. It's really not a formal process. It's just a casual conversation. So they don't need to come to the table with anything more than the willingness to communicate with us and to share with us a little bit about what they're experiencing, any consistent challenges that they're having, any questions that they have. That's the best way that we can help them and identify at a faster pace kind of what they need and how we might be able to make some connections for them or bring resources to the table that would be most beneficial. So really an open mind, I would say, is the most important thing for business owners to really think about who would be interested in being part of this event.
Can you provide more info on who is actually eligible for the roadshow?
So any business operating within Erie County is eligible for the roadshow. Chamber membership is not required. You literally can just have an idea for a business, or you can be an established business that's up and running. The only kind of requirement is that you fall within the boundary of Erie County. I think it's probably one of the largest misconceptions we hear is that you have to be a chamber member in order to set up a meeting with an outreach specialist, and nothing could be further from the truth. There's no fee attached. It's really, truly an opportunity to just get some free advice for your business and to find out what some of the resources are that could hopefully benefit you in the long run. So we encourage all businesses, even if they've already had a meeting with an outreach specialist, if things have changed, reach back out to us. It's not a one-time deal. It's not, kind of you cash in your chip and that was the only chance you get. We know that businesses encounter trouble all the time, or they hit opportunities for growth all the time. So at any point, if there's an opportunity for us to be involved, we hope to get that chance to do so and to help a business here within Erie County.
Leslie, thanks again for joining us. Where can our listeners go to find more information about this?
Sure. They can head over to the chamber website at eriepa.com. We'll have information up on the blog there, as well as our social media channels. We'll be posting different things over the duration of the next couple of weeks when we're out and about in these different communities, just making sure that they know where we are, when they can get to us, and how best to connect with Kathleen or I ahead of time if they wish to prepare for the day that we're out in the community meeting with them.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.